Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
What?
Nice of Steve to do the news.
It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it.
It was fun to listen to.
I appreciate your listening.
We have a special guest. Come on, get to it.
Mike Toomey is our special guest. Wendy, one of the best comics in the history of the planet Earth. Mike, is that too much pressure?
It's not too much pressure. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you sound great.
Nice to be with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure.
You know, everybody says you're the funniest man ever, and I'm not saying I don't agree with that.
It's
but
okay if you don't.
I do agree with that, but everybody, like you ask so many comics.
Right.
Bill will talk to a comic off the air, your name comes up, and everyone's like, oh my God, he's the funniest ever.
But what are they going to say?
Yeah. Yeah.
People don't say horrible things usually.
Are you kidding? Have you been on the internet?
Well, there, yeah, of course.
The internet was created, Mike, as a place for people to say awful things about people.
To go out of their way to say mean things.
Right.
I find that's what motivates people more than anything else.
Yes.
If you see something and you think it's okay or you like it, you don't see anything.
That's true.
But
that's
if
very
you
true.
Don't like something, then, where's my keyboard? For God's sakes, I hate it.
But after all these years of doing stand-up, have you still had nights where you look out at the audience and they don't agree that you're the funniest person they've ever seen or heard?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to give you a compliment. I was watching the WGN-TV Morning News Primetime Special. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I loved your Batman of the People.
It was a parody of Pat Tomasulo's show?
It was great.
The hardest and the part that I appreciate the most out of that was that we were able to do that without Pat knowing.
You know,
really?
My greatest achievement in that whole production was making sure that he had no clue we were in there. Because, you know, we had to do everything that he does to, you know, turn the lights on, get the stagehands, and make it run. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank you, Wendy.
And every morning, WGN-TV Morning News is on in our house. That's what the puppy watches. It's on, like, all day. So I go in and out of it.
That's a huge demo.
Oh, totally.
Puppies love it.
And I watched the primetime special. I actually DVR'd it because I didn't want to miss it. And every time I look at Paul Conrad now, I can't help but thinking of his hairy chest in a bubble bath eating an onion with mustard on it.
Oh. Cutting up lettuce and throwing it in the tub.
Oh, my God.
Now, Mike, sadly, we don't have a puppy. We have a panda bear, and he watches Good Morning America, but I hear good things about your show.
If you read my blogs, you know how much I hate pandas anyway.
No, you do. I've never come across anybody who hates them the way you hate them.
Blogging about how much I hate pandas.
What's with that? Where did that start?
They're not funny.
To be honest with you, Mike's right. They're not.
Do you know, the only pandas I ever laughed at were the cartoon ones on the Brady Bunch.
Mop Top and Ping and Pong the pandas.
Ping and Pong the pandas.
All right, you two really need to get lunch somewhere.
Don't be mad at us because we know important stuff, Wendy.
No, I'm not mad at you. I'm envious.
Baited him, that's all.
I just baited him. And I appreciate that. Mike, it's always fun to talk to you, but especially at holiday time because you do something that I love. You go back and you do a holiday Christmas special, much like we all grew up with on television.
Sure.
What was the impetus for this? Why'd you start doing this?
We started doing it 6 years ago. There's a place in Racine, Wisconsin, Sturtevant, actually, where we do the show. And it just caught on the first year. We just did our sixth one last weekend, and we have two coming up in the area this weekend, one in St. Charles and one in Evanston.
The Friday show is in St. Charles, as you said, at Club Arcata.
Yes.
That's above the Arcata Theater.
Yeah.
Correct. And if you've ever been up in that space, it's beautiful. It's an old speakeasy themed room. It's beautiful.
Nice. And then on Saturday, you're going to be in my hometown of Evanston at Bourbon and Bass. Is that correct?
Bourbon and Brass.
It says Bass on my sheet, Mike.
Well, that's the pro shop. It's like right next door. Like you see our show, Bourbon and Brass, and then you go to Bourbon and Bass and you can get like fishing accessories.
$10 off on night crawlers if you see Mike's show. That's a pretty good deal.
Camouflage pants. You know, it's just they have all that stuff after the show. We'll have a reduced rate on some.
That's excellent. That's
Christmas
fantastic.
Camo pants.
I just wore camo pants yesterday, so I'm not laughing at that joke.
It's not funny for all of us.
Christmas themed camo pants is the name of my new album.
I love it.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of the holidays, a little bit of hunting.
What elements from the old TV shows, Mike, do you bring forward in your holiday special?
Well, what we have now, we have comedy and we have music. You know, those shows always had a lot of variety in them. And we have two different musical acts, one in St. Charles and one in Evanston. In St. Charles, we have a gentleman named Pete Sorensen who goes by Life Pete. If you've ever seen him, he's fantastic. He's like a throwback to the rockabilly days.
Oh, cool.
And, does really good, like the Brian Setzer style guitar, rockin' Christmas stuff.
Nice.
And in Evanston, we have John Vincent. You know John?
Yeah.
Yeah, John, the great singer who...
Boy, can he sing.
Boy, can he ever. If you close his eyes, it's Sinatra's right there.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So. He does a lot, for people who don't know, maybe you've heard the name, he does a lot of sporting events here in town. He'll sing the national anthem, and he just belts it. He's so good.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Will anybody be in holographic form, Mike? We were just talking about holograms.
And Roy Orbison.
And Roy Orbison. Will anybody be in a holographic form?
Working on a Norman Fell hologram, where like in the middle
Stanley.
Of the show, yeah, the hologram of Norman Fell comes out and misunderstands what we were saying earlier awesome. In the show.
You know, that's a crowd pleaser.
And if that doesn't work, we're going to try the Mr. Furley. It's the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. So, Mike, when you would watch these holiday specials as a kid, how did they affect you? Did they just stick with you forever? Did you just say, this is what Christmas should be like? What I'm watching Pat Boone say and do, this is what holidays should be like.
Yep, and I almost wish that it would return, you know, because those Christmas shows, and not just those, but we touch on the other ones, like the claymation ones and the cartoon ones and stuff like that, they came on once a year.
Yeah.
And if you were not home that night,
yep,
you missed it. You had to wait a year to see it again. So that was kind of the beauty of that.
I can't tell you, Mike, how many times as a kid we'd be shopping, we'd be out Christmas shopping, and my brother or I would say to our parents, hey, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is on 40 minutes, sure. So whatever we were doing, we had to pack up and head home so we wouldn't miss it. You know?
And if you missed it, you know what they said? There's always tomorrow.
Yeah, there's always tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow.
Look at me. I promised myself I wouldn't cry, and here I go.
There's a guy here who at the station here who legitimately cries when he hears that song.
Really?
Man.
Really?
Yep.
Is
we
it Dean Richards?
One time. No, it's Skilling. Not Dean. We played it for him on the air and did like a little box where his face. And he,
and actually, he cried?
We made him cry.
Oh. That's beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
That's so beautiful. Yeah.
Do you have any other special guests that will be appearing on stage with you at either of these venues?
I do. The one and only Jeff Hoover will be at both of the shows.
That's a good time.
Who, when Jeff and I get together, it's always fun and it's always crazy.
Unpredictable.
Jeff, hilarious.
Yeah.
Scott May, the keyboardist of the Ides of March, will be on stage the whole show, sort of doing the Paul Schaefer role.
Yeah.
And my friend Kevin McDougall from Wisconsin will join us as well.
It's a pretty good show,
so
Mike.
It's a great show. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Boy, tickets, if they're under $1,000, people are ripping you off.
I feel that. I feel so.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen.
But you know what else I believe?
What's this?
I believe it all started with the snow.
Thank you, Mike Durante.
That will be a part of that one. When the first snow of the year is a Christmas snow, something wonderful is about to happen.
Now, when I see a snowman for the first time every year, Mike, here's what I say to myself. Happy birthday.
Right.
Yeah,
well, you have to
I can't
that.
Help it.
You guys know we're on the air, right?
Oh, we're on the air now?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So this is Friday night at Club Arcata in St. Charles.
Yes.
And then Saturday night, the Mike Toomey Christmas special, will head over to Bourbon and Brass,
which is
on Church Street in Evanston.
And the number that you call is the same for either show. It's 630-962-7000.
Mike, you have picked up where Andy Williams left off.
Well, I built.
You have.
Come on, I don't know.
Will Claudine Lungier be on either of the two shows?
Well, depends if we have the skiing.
Love
segment.
To see her.
Wow. In handcuffs.
Wow. Yeah. What a way to finish. That's great. Mike, good luck with both.
Wait,
yeah?
No, we probably won't.
No, you probably won't. No.
Will you be wearing a sweater at any point?
You better believe it.
That's
the other thing I wanted to say.
Huh.
We encourage anybody who comes to wear the craziest, outrageous Christmas sweater to kind of, because, I get a new one every year, and the one I have this year is fantastic.
Oh, excellent.
So. It kills me. In the old days, you used to have to go to thrift stores, Goodwill, Salvation Army, somewhere along those lines to find these old sweaters, and now, like, all
They're
the department
everywhere.
Stores have these hideous sweaters.
Yeah, they make them for that reason and charge a lot of money.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I hope yours is beautiful.
It's lovely.
And your holiday, too.
Yeah.
And Same to you. Thank you.
Mike, thanks for being on, and good luck with both the shows. It's Friday and Saturday night. Let's give that phone number out again. It's 630-962-7000. If you haven't seen Mike Toomey, you got to go see him. If you've seen him before, you know how great he can be, so go see him again. It's well worth it. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, you guys.
Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I love that guy.
It's Mike Toomey. That's who that is.